You're listening to Messenger Insight, a news and information program brought to you by the Baptist Messenger and the Baptist General Convention of Oklahoma.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Messenger Insight. I'm Brian Hobbs, your host, and joined with special co-host Mike Napier, who serves as BGCO Personal Evangelism Specialist. Mike, thanks for being with me.
I'm excited to be here, Brian. Thank you.
Well, we are thrilled to be joined with special guest Dr. Sean McDowell, who is an author, apologetics professor, and biblical communicator, and upcoming speaker at the 2016 State Evangelism Conference here in Oklahoma. Sean, welcome to Messenger Insight.
Brian and Mike, thank you for having me. I'm really looking forward to it.
Well, fantastic. Now, many people are familiar with your writings and works. I thought we could start out talking about what message you hope to bring when you come to Oklahoma next month.
Well, one of the things I'm going to be doing, which I love to do, is my atheist role play. And people who've seen me speak or seen it online, I put on glasses, I become an atheist, I give a little atheist presentation, invite challenges and questions from the audience, and then I respond as an informed atheist might. And the idea is to just help Christians who come experientially ask themselves the question, am I really ready with an answer when people ask me for the hope that I have within? And then I take the glasses off at the end and say, all right, how do we do? How do we answer things? What do we actually learn from this in terms of personally engaging people? So we're going to talk about sharing our faith, going to talk about defending our faith, and ultimately reaching the next generation.
And if I remember right, you create a little bit of tension in that too. People really get involved and they really own what's happening. It's quite exciting.
Well, I've had a few youth pastors when I speak say, are you sure people ask questions? I don't know if it's going to work. And I say, look, I've done this around the world, all different ages. People get amped, and it always depends on the audience, but sometimes it gets a little heated, gets a little spicy.
Yes.
I love it because it's just an opportunity right there to really ask ourselves, man, why did we get heated? Why did we get upset? Are we really ready to proclaim truth with confidence? We've got to know what we believe and why.
That's well said. You know, Sean, talking about the topic of apologetics, many people immediately think of your father, Josh McDowell. And I know he's had such an impact on you, and you've done multiple books together. What has that been like, tag-teaming it and learning from him and writing with him? Can you share that experience with us?
Sure. I didn't grow up wanting to be an apologist or become a writer or author. I mean, my dad was so successful at first. The idea of just entering into that world was overwhelming. But, you know, a couple things helped. Number one, my parents never pressured me. They always just said, be the person God has made you to be and use your abilities to build the kingdom. And then second, as I got older and just more confident in myself, my abilities, my gifts, and who I was, I realized, gosh, I really love this. I have a unique opportunity. I want to speak to youth, and I want to do apologetics. And now that I've got my doctorate, I did high school full-time 10 years. I'm still part-time. I teach in the university in a graduate program at Biola, got my own family. I really feel like God's given me a unique voice of this younger generation. So partnering with my dad, whether when we speak together at events, whether we write books together, I think it's amazing to people on two levels. Number one, my dad's been doing this so long, and they have to give him some kudos for realizing that his family wants to follow him and do the same thing that he does. It means there's, you know, some validity behind his message, so to speak. But second, just seeing our relationship together, the way we interact, care for each other, the fun we have, that really ministers to people. So, you know, we just have this unique window right now to speak truth, and I don't know how long it'll last, but we're just having fun doing it, and people seem to really resonate with it as well.
Sean, seems to be a movement among those like myself that focus in on evangelism and personal evangelism, and that is that movement from not necessarily a memorized gospel presentation, but coming across rotely and moving that toward more of a conversational approach to personal evangelism. What are you seeing? What are you hearing? What are you discovering in that realm?
I was just reading the book by Os Guinness. It's called Fool's Talk. It just came out a few months ago. Absolutely fantastic, insightful book. And in there he says, so many times we've separated apologetics and evangelism from each other. They're seen as completely distinct fields. He says, but the reality is everybody today is an apologist. Whether they use that language or not, everybody is. He says, look, people get online and they make posts. They put pictures about themselves.
Yes.
They tweet. They put on Snapchat. Everybody is presenting a view and ideas to the world. He called it the grand age of apologetics.
Wow.
He said, and the reality is the moment you just have a conversation with somebody and they sense that they can trust you and that you care and you're thoughtful, people have real questions. So in this book, and Os Guinness has been doing this for decades, he really calls it his, just kind of his magnum opus. He says the great need we have in the church is to bring evangelism and apologetics together. And I think he's absolutely right. Now, sometimes apologists err by just wanting to argue, wanting to give facts,
right,
never calling for decision. And sometimes evangelists err by not taking questions seriously. Well, we need both. So I think people should memorize a clear gospel presentation. I was on my blog, I interviewed a fellow by the name of Guillaume Bignon, and I know I butchered it. He's from France, and he's a former atheist, and he was a star volleyball player. He was successful and met a girl who's a Christian, and long story short, had a moral failing, and his life was opened up, transformed, and now he's just graduated with his PhD, like you, Mike, just got his PhD, and now he's an apologist and philosopher. And I interviewed him on my blog, and I said, what advice would you give to Christians about sharing their faith? He said, look, just present the gospel. He said, be ready with an answer in conversation. He goes, but don't assume people understand the gospel. He said, you just have to be ready to present it clearly.
Right.
And even if someone doesn't believe it, at least they understand what it is. So to answer your question, we need relationships, we need conversation, we need apologetics, but we need to be ready to present the gospel in the right time and in the right way.
That's good. That's good. Well stated, too. I love that. I do not have that book, so thank you for the heads up. Me and Amazon will be looking at each other before too long. See if I can find some fool's talk on there. I know that because you and I have got to be together a little bit in the past, not much at all, but a little bit, you have a very good and strong stance when it comes to teenagers and their questions about, well, marijuana is now legal. Marijuana is legal in some states. The government has even said it's legal, you know, blah, blah, blah. Could you kind of nutshell for us here on this podcast, just kind of nutshell for us your take on that issue?
Sure. This is an important question. In fact, I just did a video a few weeks ago on my blog titled, If God Made Everything, Then Why Is It Wrong to Smoke Pot? Because it's a question that comes up. It's a real question. Now, you're right. People used to say it's illegal, but that doesn't work anymore. So I think we have to ask a few questions. Number one, could marijuana or weed be okay for medical purposes? I don't have a problem with that in some circumstances. I don't have a problem if it's medically right and healthy in certain circumstances. That's not really the issue. The issue is, should a Christian be smoking marijuana? And the first thing to realize is the marijuana plant in itself is not bad. It's not an immoral plant. You read in Genesis 1, day after day, that God created the world and it was good. The question is how and why we use it. So why, when we're called to love God with our minds, why would we intentionally take a drug that some have argued is a gateway drug, clearly dulls our senses, has physical harms have been tied to it?
Right.
I mean, specific, distinct physical harms, whether it's infertility, whether it's harming your brain cells and your memory. It creates lethargy. I mean, it just a lack of focus and desire. Why would a Christian who's called to love God with everything, with their minds, partake of a drug like this that intentionally does that to the body? And then on top of that, even how marijuana is viewed in our culture. Alcohol is not in itself viewed as wrong. It's the alcohol abuse.
Right.
But there's still some questions about the nature of how marijuana is viewed and used culturally. I think it'd be very, very unwise for a Christian to partake of it.
Good answer to a hard question. What are some books that you've authored that you would encourage people to check out, either of your own or apologetics books that have been important in your life that the Lord has used?
Well, one book that I've written, one of my favorites, is called Is God Just a Human Invention? With a pastor friend of mine, he was formerly a pastor, Jonathan Morrow, and we just look at the big questions, the problem of evil, the challenge of hell, scientific questions, the claim that faith is blind, and it's just one volume that answers the 17 biggest questions that seem to keep showing up on the internet, on YouTube, in conversations, and by skeptics. So Is God Just Human Invention could be a helpful book. I wrote a book called Apologetics for a New Generation, which was written not just to answer apologetic questions, but really how to do apologetics. So I have chapters in there by people talking about, just like what you said, about the importance of relationships, the importance of listening, what are some strategies and tools and tactics we can use to actually put apologetics into practice. That one's called Apologetics for a New Generation. So those two, I mean, anything by Lee Strobel is great. A friend of mine, if you haven't heard of him and seen his material, J. Warner Wallace, has a couple books called Cold Case Christianity and God's Crime Scene that are just fantastic. So I would recommend those as well.
Thank you for that. Sean, just having this conversation makes me so much excited for your upcoming visit to Oklahoma. Mike, could you give us the details of the event where Sean and others will be speaking?
Absolutely. I'd love to. January 25th, 26th, 2016, First Southern Baptist Church in Dell City. We'll have Sean McDowell. We will have Lee Strobel. We'll have Johnny Hunt. We'll have Alvin Reed and a host of others will be there on these days. Kicks off at 9 o'clock on Monday morning with a senior adult evangelism session where we'll be unleashing our senior adults to achieve personal evangelism because they have a whole new platform with the millennials because the way God has wired millennials for this time. And then on Monday afternoon, we'll begin our plenary sessions, and it'll be fantastic preaching with some worship led by Master's Voice. Monday night, you've got Lee Strobel. On Tuesday, you have our breakouts. That's where Sean will be leading a breakout, as he was referring to earlier, as well as Lee Strobel will be leading a breakout, and a host of others. On Tuesday afternoon, you've got the likes of Miles McPherson will be sharing, and Dr. Jordan, he'll be sharing as well, and a host of others. And then on Tuesday night, you have the Annie Moses Band leading a worship concert, and then Dr. Johnny Hunt, he will be preaching. And this is a fantastic all-star lineup. Any one of these guys could be the keynote speaker on an evening session, and we've got them for both days. It's so cool.
Thank you for that, Mike. And go to www.bgco.org/sec to find out the specifics and get registered. It is free to attend, brought to you by the Cooperative Program. Well, Sean McDowell, thank you for coming on and sharing your heart about what God's done in your life and in your apologetics ministry and your books and works. I want everyone to check out your blog, seanmcdowell.org, and we are just grateful for the time together, and we'll look forward to your time in Oklahoma.
Thanks so much for having me. Can't wait to meet the fine folks in Oklahoma soon.
Fantastic. Thank you again, Sean.
Thank you, Sean.
You have been listening to Messenger Insight, brought to you by the Cooperative Program and the Baptist General Convention of Oklahoma. For more, find us in the iTunes Store or visit us at baptistmessenger.com.